You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM Mini. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. And I hope that you've had a really good week so far. Depending on where you're at, especially if you're in the U.S., you've probably been enduring some extreme heat, because that seems to be the subject of conversation that we have been having for some reason this week because of how hot it's been, that's for sure. So I was taking a look around and thinking about some stuff, and I have this really weird question that I would like to ask you today. How many psychics do you have working inside of your organization? No. You didn't mishear me. How many psychics do you have working inside of your organization? And the reason that I ask this question is because we have this belief system that we will let our employees and team members and colleagues stop work when something is about to go wrong. And for some reason, there has to be a level of predictability on what they're able to tell you on something is going to happen before it happens. Isn't it interesting that if I word that question in the format that I just did, it means something entirely different? Why is it that we don't look at some of these things of starting work when we are safe to do so? Because I'm going to tell you, there is no way that someone's going to know that they're going to be injured, dismembered, or killed, and they're going to continue doing the work that they're going to do if they know that there's going to be something severe that's going to occur. So the next time that you give somebody stop work authority, ask them if they're psychic, because maybe that's the better question looking forward. Maybe the question behind the question is truly the answer. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.